Although Corvus slept deeply, the following morning didn't find him well rested. The black and bone armor grew heavier every time he donned it, and the pendant around his neck weighed him down, a stone around his soul. Corvus, Losalis, Davro, and Siloa had gathered in the storeroom.
What we need to know is how Ardris poisoned the ale in the first place. If we can't figure out how he did it, we can't defend against it if he tries again.
I don't know that there's anything particularly mysterious about it. As many men as we've got here, it wouldn't be too hard for a few outsiders to slip into the crowd. No one here could possibly know everyone by sight.
I don't think so, Losalis. Aldrus wouldn't risk letting a human agent fall into our hands. I've got ways of getting information from them that they won't be able to resist. No, Aldrus has stolen yet another page from my book, it seems. He's got the gnomes working for him.
Ugh, creepy little buggers, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They are also nigh undetectable by magic and just a little bit sneakier than a hunting owl when they want to be. It would require pretty much zero effort for one of them to have snuck in here and poisoned the drinks.
Corvus frowned.
Given their other penchants, it's also likely that it was they who killed our missing soldiers.
So, if they're so undetectable, how do we keep this from happening again?
Tedious as it is, we have Siloa or myself check over the food and drink stores on a regular basis. Magic may not detect the gnomes, but it should do fine for detecting any contamination of the food.
Speak for yourself, oh fragile one. I don't have the first notion of what might or might not poison you. You're all so damn easy to kill. It's a wonder you don't all keel over dead 2 minutes after the gods spit you out into the world like so much phlegm.
How colorful. I'm sure Siloa can explain to you what to look for.
I can do what?
Later. As it happens, while I don't intend to take any chances, we probably don't have to worry about Aldrus trying this again. It didn't work, and he won't waste any time reusing old tactics. The trick is to figure out what he's going to do next.
He's going after the key.
He's what?
The key. The one to decode that spellbook you were talking about. He's going after it.
How could you possibly know that?
Think strategically. So far, Ardris has shown a substantial, one might even say impossible, level of knowledge of your previous campaigns. Correct, my lord.
Corvus nodded with a scowl.
He has. The fact that he even knows about the spellbook has me stumped.
However he knows, he knows. I think we have to assume that he also knows about the necessity of the key, yes?
Your logic's getting a little fuzzy there, Losalis. We didn't know about the key until Corvus actually held the book in his hands.
Ardris knew that Lord Rabane found the book, but didn't ask why it wasn't used at Denethir. That book would have made the difference between victory and defeat. If it were me, I'd have tried to find out from Lord Rabane why he didn't use the book. Unless, of course, I already knew.
It's possible that he simply didn't think I'd tell him.
I suppose it is. Still, I think we have to assume that he knows about the key. If only so that we can plan for the worst.
All right, I'll buy that. But how do we know he hasn't already got a key?
Because he didn't tell Lord Rabane that he had it. If Ardris was serious in trying to talk you over to his side, my lord, he'd surely have enticed you to bring him the book by presenting himself as the only person who could make it work.
Losalis, are you sure you're a warrior and not a politician?
Please, my lord, there are limits.
Corvus began to pace.
It took me years to narrow my research to the point where I was almost sure the book was at Denethir. I couldn't even begin to guess where to find the key.
Unnoticed by the others, Davro pivoted slowly and strode to the nearest corner, staring absently into the dust and cobwebs that he hugged the walls and ceiling. Something was nagging at him.
Who else knows about the spellbook?
If you mean who else has heard of it, the answer is pretty much anyone who has ever read any tome or treatise written about magic. On the other hand, if you want to know who knew where to find the book or who knows that I have it now, well, everyone in this room, of course, and Ardris. He might have told someone, I suppose, but I don't think it likely.
Corvus shook his head in frustration.
I don't see how anyone else could know, but I don't see how Ardris can possibly know either, so take that for what it's worth.
Siloa smiled bitterly.
Well, so far we've narrowed the possibilities down to anyone. Anyone covers a substantial number of people, Corvus.
My word, but she's helpful, isn't she?
What? You're the only one permitted to be sarcastic.
It's just that most of you aren't very good at it.
Oh, gods!
Everyone jumped and then stared at the ogre. One of Davros' hands rested idly atop the heavy barrel, the forefinger and thumb of the other clasped tightly on the bridge of his nose. His single eye squeezed shut.
Davro? Are you all right?
Well, that depends. If you mean physically, yes, I'm just fine. I am, however, an idiot.
Davro, what is it?
I think someone else knows Corvus. I'm sorry, I didn't think to mention it before, but it didn't seem all that important at the time. And it was so long ago. There was so much else going on, I didn't...
Davro, what happened so long ago? What didn't seem important?
It was right after you left Denethor. We were pulling out, a fighting withdrawal, as it were. And we were holed up in one of the buildings across from the Hall of Meeting, keeping an eye on things, watching for an opportunity to get the hell out. When Duke Lorum and his entourage arrived, and they were wary, but upbeat. At least that's how they all looked when they got into the hall. Maybe half an hour later, though, one of them storms back into the street, and she's irked about something. All kinds of rants and curses. She keeps this up for a good 5 minutes, blows up a few nearby piles that was already pretty much rubble, and stalks back inside. I didn't think much of it at the time, but now, I'm not so sure.
Losalis raised a hand.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but did you say she blew up a few piles of rubble?
I hadn't heard that she had all that much of a temper. For something to anger her that badly, it must have been pretty important.
My lord, I don't mean to be rude, but might you tell me who in the gods' names we're talking about?
I'm sorry, Losalis. We're talking about Rhea Voon, of course. Personal advisor to the regent, his grace, the Duke Lorum of Tavernes. And also, incidentally, one of the greatest sorcerers alive. Back when we were acquainted, she'd mastered the seventh circle at an age most mages are struggling with the fifth. She's probably achieved the eighth by now.
Oh, I think we've got enough wizards and witches and sorcerers involved already.
I couldn't agree more, Losalis. Unfortunately, our large friend got me thinking with his useful, if somewhat belated, revelations, and I'm afraid that I don't have any choice anymore.
You think she knew about the book?
It certainly appears that way, doesn't it? Obviously, we weren't doing a great job of keeping it a secret.
Or she didn't have the slightest clue what you were looking for until after you'd left, and just threw her little tantrum when she found the room and figured out what she'd missed.
You know, you may just have a point.
Oh, he acknowledges my humble contribution. The heart swoon.
You don't have a heart, Kanda.
Then why do I swoon?
Kanda suggests that Rhea may not have learned of the book until after I'd left. She may have initially only realized that something important slipped through her fingers.
Corvus frowned darkly.
Not that it really matters when she found out. If anyone in this whole bloody kingdom could dig up that key, it'd be her.
Do we have any reason to believe that Audrys can't figure this out?
I don't think so. We've been assuming that Audrys has access to the same information we do, if not more. I see no reason he couldn't come to the same conclusions.
Then we know where he's going, don't we, my lord? It seems to me that the question now is, what do we do about it?
Unfortunately, as much as I might wish otherwise, I know exactly what to do about it.